on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, and it is a feature Friday Form Preview because it is day one of the Swan Hill Carnival. It is one of the best country carnivals in Victoria. Sadly, once again, though, it's been hit by COVID for the second year in a row. There will be very few people on course, but that won't diminish the racing. Three great days of racing, and day one today is an absolute ripper. Going to catch up with Paul Pushker in a moment, but Dean Lester, who loves this carnival and has a great history with it, is here to give us the winners on day one of Swan Hill. How are you, Dino?
Hello, Michael. How are you going?
Oh, very well, mate. How many Swan Hill carnivals have you attended?
I attended about 14, but I've worked online. This will be my 24th carnival working for 3UZ, RSN, 927, whichever you want to call it. So, wow. I'm missing it, missing not being up there. Traditional Friday morning ritual of getting there, getting the homemade pie, and sounding a bit like Shark now, but getting the pie and the tomato soup into a day on the punt. But it is a terrific carnival, terrific track, and great people and a great town.
What's your best Swan Hill punting story?
The first year I went, I said to Dean Saxon, we had a good little old welter horse called Go With The Flow. I said, I'd love to set him for the Swan Hill Cup. I'm going up there. And he won at Morphettville a couple of weeks earlier. So we ran him in the cup, and he won. That was probably the best day on the punt, and could have been better. But might have overindulged a little bit at the Calcutta the night before. And may have been asleep when he was sold at the Calcutta for very little money. That's the trap of going too hard your first year. That wouldn't have happened years later. But great fun place. Met a lot of great people. Used to do a breakfast on Swan Hill Cup morning with Dr. Turf and Tony Leonard and at the Commercial Hotel in Swan Hill. So, yeah, it's been a great carnival to me.
Oh, good stuff. Well, let's hope we can have a winning start to this year's carnival as well. And Paul Pushker's here to try and help us out because he's got a nice team engaged today. He's got horses throughout the entire carnival. And looking forward to catching up with Paul this morning. How are you, Paul?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Very well indeed. I'll get to the bottom of all your runners today, and then I'll even ask about Sentimentalist that goes around in the cup a little later as well. What can you tell us about Coconut Queen in race two, Paul? We've only seen her on two occasions. How's she going?
Yeah, look, come up nice this prep. Educated and tough. 1,200 would be too short.
All right, we'll wait for her when she gets out of a bit more ground. Luana Magic's a gelding that's shown is in good form, but this is a pretty strong race today. What are you expecting?
Yeah, look, second up's his go. He's got a liking for the track, and I thought the run at Sandown was spot on for this, you know. So hoping, you know, like you said, it's a tough race. He's going good, the horse.
We're on a good track today. Is that perfect surface for him?
Yeah, I'd much prefer him to see him on top of the ground. Haven't really touched base on the softer going, you know. So he'll be fine.
Shorty of the day, and most punters will be probably anchoring this horse in multis, is Sidanica, who has shown a lot of ability. Went around in a South Australian derby as a three-year-old. He's $1.65 today over 2,400 metres. Is that about his right price, do you think?
Oh, look, $1.65, about any horse is too short for me, but look, he's honest, he's tough, and he's a very sound horse and fit, so like to probably see him ridden, we'll ride him a little bit quieter today, and he'll be nice and strong, I reckon, you know.
He's only won the two from 17, but you've obviously got a bit of an opinion of him.
Yeah, look, he's a nice staying horse, and like I said, he's super sound, and you know, whether he ends up jumping late in the season, but that's probably his go in the future, you know.
And you've got Billy Mav, and Lunch Session goes around in race number six. Is Billy Mav the pick of your two?
Yeah, look, he's got the ability. Last start, I just don't think he handled the track, so perhaps a line through that and try again today, you know.
On Sunday, got Sentimentalist in the Swan Hill Cup. Comes through a race where he wasn't too far away at Flemington last start. What are your thoughts on the Cup on Sunday?
Yeah, look, trained on real nice. Got him where we want him, and second up, sort of, he'd be better for it again, you know. So hopefully, he's a tricky horse. He can play in the gates, and for that, he can miss it. Hopefully, he jumps clean and doesn't handicap himself, you know.
Got runners everywhere this weekend, even a few at Edenhope on Sunday. Who's your best of the weekend?
Oh, geez, that's probably Sonanica's the best going. Value-wise, probably Billy Mav, you know.
Billy Mav, a bit of value today as well. Best of luck, Paul.
Too easy. See you, man. Bye.
Just recapping track conditions today, Dino. It's a good 4. The rail is in the true. The Penno's 4.95. So good to see that Swan Hill obviously has missed the rain that we have copped in Western and Central Victoria over the last few days. So we're on a good 4 track for day one of the carnival. Boom Spirit is the favourite in the first race. We can take out 2, 7 and 12 from the Hayes Dabbinick stable. Kentucky Casanova's the first starter at 4.40. And donations, the horse that was spruced by Glenn Ingram has been $15 into $6.50. The best back runner in the race. How do you kick off the Swan Hill Carnival, Dino?
Yeah, it's an interesting race, Michael. I'm going with the first starter here in Kentucky Casanova. Mick Hugland does a terrific job with his team and had a winner yesterday with a debutante and thought this one's trialled quite well. The big track will suit, good draw. Thought had a good winning chance. Boom Spirit can certainly win. He still does a bit wrong. He's laid in and laid out in his races. The winkers on today just might straighten him out a little bit. I've got him in for second. 5, Don't Forget Dad. I thought showed glimpses of talent last time in that 4th to Tuvalu, even though he's beaten a long way. Wasn't a bad run, and all 3 runs are in fact encouraging. Just an awkward draw to contend with, and donation, as you mentioned, that was the only race of the day. It's stall and run in appalling conditions. Ran quite well, was very strong in the market that day as well, and probably should have asked the owner, Paul Prisker, about that one.
I didn't realise he owned it. I would have.
Yeah, partner Holly McKechnie training and Tatum Bull, their apprentice, taking the ride. So I think the dry track will certainly see a better performance from donation. So don't have a firm opinion in the first, but I think they're the 4 main chances, 10, 3, 5 and 6.
10, 3, 5 and 6 in the first race. Number 2, Honor the Hero is the favourite here. There's a few scratchings. Take out 5, 6, 10, 15, 16 and 17. First up for Dan Bowman this campaign, $3.30 on it to Hero. Top critics at $5. Claybird, the Coffees, always try to get a good team going to Swan Hill. This is a first starter at $5.50. And another first starter, Archie Alexander, Star Spirits at $5.50. Of these first starters, any catch your eye here, Dino?
Yeah, I think both of the two that you mentioned, Claybird and Star Spirit, are right in play. But I'm pretty much market order here. I think Honor to Hero resumes. Made just good progression last preparation. Started off at nil on the holiday weekend over Christmas, and then ran well at Ararat behind No Puzzle, and then a good run to Irish Rockstar. And I think it's trialled okay, and it was on wet ground in the trial, so I think onto a dry track. Barrier 1 and Benny Allen taking the ride's a real plus. So going with Honor to Hero. Claybird, I think, strolled well enough, and as you said, real target race for the Coffees to win these races during the week with them and Nathan Hobson, also strong local stables. 14 Star Spirit from the Archie Alexander yard looks to go along quite well, and My Girl Trudy's 2 runs this time in have been encouraging. She's had a few goes to win a race, but won't be far away. But I'll put them in 7, 2, 14 and 9.
7, 2, 14 and 9 in the second race. Number 3 is a benchmark, 78 over 1,200. Take out 6. Fundraiser, got a great record. First up for Hayes Dabbinick is the $2.30 favourite. You mentioned Nathan Hobson. Yulong Storm's one of his clan. It's the second favourite at $6. Air Defence also $6. And then we're out to Hint of Mint at $6.50. Do you like Fundraiser first up, or are you going with the locals?
No, I'm going to go with Fundraiser. He's a pretty talented horse, and he was so genuine last time in. I think probably no fluke he's landed here on a good track first up. I think he's well placed to win. I think Hint of Mint might be the danger. Well drawn to get a beautiful run, and it's going better than the form card would suggest. You're looking, you know, 7.7.4.8 her last four runs, but I think she's going better than that. Can run well here. Luana Magic, I've got a bit of time for this horse. Fitter for the first up run, drops in weight, gets onto the dry ground. I'd be interested to see if he improves today. And Yulong Storm, who has a good record here, hasn't been going that badly, and this is a very suitable race for him to run well in. And I've got him as next best with the blinkers going back on. 1, 7, 9, and 2.
1, 7, 9, and 2 in race number 3. The first of the features is the Elstrom Classic. Always gets a good field, and this year is no different. A lot of depth. Might not be a big field, but there's a bit of talent about. All About Eve is the favourite. Just a little easy. Opened up $1.80 out to $1.95 after the luckless run at Caulfield last start. Cardigan Queen, I heard from Dave Eustace, they've aimed this filly at this race after finishing second on three occasions, all three race starts. And Castile was just a phenomenal win on debut. Had no right to win. It got a late gap and got there. It's at $4.60. Pretty Little Lass is another one that goes well, as does Astro Flight. So there's a bit of depth in this race, Dean.
Yeah, there is, Michael. And because of its restrictions, it's for Super Vobis Gold horses only. You know that they've had to be really targeted at it. It's not just an afterthought, because the restrictions are so strong. Look, it's a really good race, but I still think All About Eve's the one to beat. She should have won at Caulfield last start. And her debut win was really good, beating, I think, a pretty good horse in Mac and Cheese. So trusting that all of her form, and think she can win. To beat Cardigan Queen, who's been runner-up all three runs, hits the line well, it's going to run well again, gets a lovely run from the draw in the small field. Pretty Little Lass was a pretty good winner, the Jack Maher, and I think is going along well. The stable won the race last year with Rock the Ring. And Castile, as you said, should have won by a bigger margin. Don't know about the depth of that race, but should have been a significant winner nonetheless, and has a chance. But I think All About Eve, I hope it keeps drifting. I think she's the one to beat. 5, 6, 7, and 1.
5, 6, 7, and 1. I was going to say, what price do you think's her correct odds, All About Eve?
Well, I thought she'd be probably around the $1.85 mark. So I'm quite happy that if they want to back others to beat her, I think she's a good filly.
All right, All About Eve, $1.95, might be the bank builder we need before the first leg of the quaddie, which is what we'll do when we come back after this break.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, looking at day one of the Swan Hill Carnival. Dean Lester is here to find us all the winners, and we're up to race number 5. Which is the first leg of the quaddie. It's a benchmark 64 over 2,400 metres, and we've got the short price favourite of the day. We can take out 1, 3, 12 and 14. Sinanica now, with the scratchings, is into $1.65, just rolling. $8.50, Cape Mount $9, $9.50 for Zancada, and then it is double figure odds the remainder. Dino, is this a one-out job in the first leg of the quaddie?
I'm going to put in 2, Michael, but yeah, pretty much. He's, I think he's a really progressive stayer, and he has come up well. His runs have been terrific. The effort at Sandown last start was first rate, and I actually like the idea of him being ridden a little bit quieter here and using the big straight at Swan Hill to his advantage, and he should win. Just Rolling's going really well for Eric Musgrove, but its last two runs have been terrific, and Ben Allen to ride, I think it'll run well. Then out to 7, Queen Guinevere, I think probably aimed at this sort of race by Shane Fleedner. I thought the run at Lakeside last start was okay. And Zancada's ticking over okay and gets a cheap run from the draw next best. But yeah, I would think Sinanica should win. 5, 8, 7, and 4.
5, 8, 7, and 4. Do you think it'll get out from $1.65?
Gee, I don't know. I think he's got such a significant, I think, advantage both on form and, you know, all the sort of data that's used these days, all points to him, you know, winning. Just a simple placing in town last start's good enough, really. But it was a good run in a pretty solidly run race, and he was strong to the line.
All right, $1.65, pretty short price favourite first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is a benchmark 70 over 1,600 metres. Spanish Snitzel is the $2.30 favourite here. There are a few scratchings. We can take out Garampiero, and also Crackerjack Prince. So Spanish Schnitzel, $2.30. Cafe Tortoni, $3.50. Swiss Hero, $7. And then Billy Mav, bit of an each-way push from Paul Pruschka at $8.50. Spanish Schnitzel has been in good form of late. Will it continue today?
I think so, Michael. I think he's the best of the favourite, like the at a backable price anyway, better than even money. His form's terrific. He's on his home track. He would have been named up at this race, and he's just a horse I've always had a fair bit of time for, and he's really parlaying those good runs now into wins. He's on two of his past three. What he gets here is a truly run race as well, which will really suit him, and I would expect he'll win. The danger might be Billy Mav because he's got the big weight drop off his last run, and he's going quite well. I think back onto the dry and back to 1,600 metres are the keys there. Seven Swiss Hero ran okay first up, fitter, and four Cafe Tortoni next best. But no, I think Spanish Schnitzel will win again, 5, 8, 7, and 4.
5, 8, 7, and 4 could be the best of the day. Spanish Schnitzel from a punting proposition at $2.30 in race number 6. Race 7 is the open, Gold Topaz. This is one of the other features of the day for the sprinters over 1,200 metres. Take out Vinland and riding the wave All Too Hard. First up for Kiramar, Dave Eustace. I think this horse finished 4th in a Oakley plate, so it's a good form line for the Gold Topaz. $4.60, Open Mind at $5.50, Innkeeper at $6, More Than Exceed is at $6.50, and then we're down to Ginger Jones at $6.50. It's an open edition of the Gold Topaz. Dino, who do you like?
It is, Michael. It's a good race. There's a good bit of speed involved early too. Madam Superior from an inside draw. You've got Open-Minded, More Than Exceed out wide, Ginger Jones, Easy Beast. So there's good speed. Now, I'm thinking that might be a real key to how the race is run and won. And I think Dexalation's over the odds here. I think he's come up well. He ran well first up. Then he ran a very good race to Kemmel Pass at level weights in the Irwin. He ran well in the Wongoom behind Innkeeper. And I think he's probably better suited on the dry than Innkeeper. And then his run down the straight last start was good. And I just think he'll blend into the race here and run very well at each way odds. Number 6 to beat. 3 All Too Royal. As you said, he's a good horse. He just hasn't won for a while, but this is a very suitable race, both the way it'll be run and the way he looks to have come up. Bumper Blast on a dry track with the blinkers on off a good speed, I think, can run well. And number 10, Ginger Jones, who I think gets a good run from the draw. But this is it's a good Topaz, as it is every year, but a very competitive race also. 6, 3, 7 and 10.
6, 3, 7 and 10. Good value there. Dexalation in the Gold Topaz. A $9.50 chance. One that you didn't mention, Dino, is More Than Exceed, who's an interesting runner over 300 days first up. Have you seen much of it at the jump outs and trials?
Yep, he's going well, and he's certainly going in the quaddie, as is Open-Minded. Just where they get to from the draw was the query, but if they have any luck early, they could either of those two could win the race. So it's certainly the load-up leg of the quaddie.
All right, race number 8 is the last of 8 on the first day of the carnival. And Demando could be a good day for Andrew Nobler, is the favourite, equal favourite. $5 the field in the last race here. Star Manhattan, equal favourite. King Dick at $5.50 and McElroy at $7. They head the market. The scratchings are 4, 7, 8 and 16. It looks a tricky end to the quaddie.
Yeah, some promising horses, Michael. I'm going with Demando. I think she can bounce back here from a good draw. As you said, a good day for Andrew Noblet, I think, and a terrific winning chance. Star of Manhattan has been freshened up. Trialled at Geelong recently, looked to go okay, and both of her race day runs have been tremendous, really. And I think she can sprint well fresh. 12, Lucky Sham, onto a dry track, can improve sharply. And 5, McElroy, who got the job done last start on the synthetic. This is a better race, but he might be on the improve. 11, 13, 12 and 5.
11, 13, 12 and 5. So we've got a couple of shorties. One really short price runner, but there's a bit of value around that you like as well, Dino. So how do we play day one of the Swan Hill Carnival?
I think the best bet at a backable price is Spanish Schnitzel. And he's in race 6, number 5. The best values in the Topaz, race 7, number 6, Dexalation. For the quaddie, the first leg, 5 and 8. The second leg, 5 and 8. The third leg, 2, 5, sorry, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 and 10. And in the final leg, 2, 5, 11, 12 and 13. And the play of the day, I'm just going to run those three favourites together in a multi races 4, 5 and 6. I think it's they're all number fives. And on the tab at the moment, that comes to about $7.40.
Gee, that makes it nice and easy. All fives in the races, four, five, and six. I said it was easy, didn't I? Races 4, 5, and 6, all the number fives. Have you done the form for the other days as yet, Dino? Is that on Friday afternoon agenda while you're watching Swan Hill today?
Yes, we'll be concentrating on Sunday. I've got a fair bit to do with Sandown tomorrow, but Sunday looks a terrific meeting again. The Cup looks a good field, and
doesn't it?
And yeah, I mean it's a really strong Cup and a really strong support program. So looking forward to getting into that this afternoon.
I look forward to hearing more of your thoughts tomorrow morning as well. But I'll let you go and get a quick cup of tea because you're back with Gareth and Hamish in a couple of minutes, Dino. Thanks for doing the Friday Form Day 1 of the Swan Hill Carnival.
Terrific. Thank you, Michael.
Dean Lester joining us there. That is it for Racing Pulse today. I hope you've taken down those tips. If you missed any of them, jump online, rsn.net.au. You can download the podcast. You can have a listen to what Annabelle Neesham had to say. Also, Paul Snowden and also Dave Eustace giving us all the good oil on their weekend runners. I'll see you tomorrow morning from around about 10 o'clock with Dan Malecki and Matty Stewart. In the meantime, though, don't go anywhere. The Friday edition is always a cracker on RSN Central. With Gareth Hall and also Hamish McLaughlin and Dean Lester. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll hand over now to RSN.